All right, so what was the inspiration for this game? It seems like it's rooted in classic side-scrolling gameplay.
Yeah, on the gameplay-wise, you know, we took a lot of inspiration from Super Metroid, classic Castlevania games, Mega Man games, Mega Man 3, Mega Man X series. Story-wise, my co-founder, Clint Gracie, he worked a lot on the story, and it matches a lot of inspiration from, you know, like the Border Rain series, the old King Arthur sport, a lot of things like that. And so it's really matching a lot of things from our childhood we grew up watching and playing. And we layer a lot of those different experiences together to create what's going on.
I think one of the coolest things about the game is what you guys are calling the non-linear game experience. Can you just explain that?
We want to take players and throw them into this game and allow them to basically clear paths, journey through the land of Umber the way they want to. They want to clear bosses in a certain order they can. They want to explore certain parts of the map that are to the left, to the right, deeper in the forest, out in the mountains, wherever it may be. They can create that journey on themselves. So they can go in, they can complete quests and journeys and help out different NPCs in that area, compete in local qualifying jousting tournaments in the area, and also venturing deeper to go into boss areas and clear out that as well. So we want them to be able to experience that journey, develop their own experience with the game, so when they share that with others, they can compare how different their experience was.
Can we talk a little bit about the Kickstarter? What are you guys asking for? What will that accomplish? What are your ultimate goals with this project?
Sure, we're targeting PC, Mac, Linux platform at a goal raise of $35,000. We got stretch goals that will lead into PlayStation 3, Wii U, Vita, and 3DS as well, too. So we want to target PC gamers and PC platform first. If we can get deeper, we'd like to support the consoles as well. But we're really targeting PC right now because it's just an open platform. And we can really get it out there and spread it around.
What do you think makes this game different from the other? I mean, 2D side-scrollers are kind of making a comeback, so with that being said, what makes you guys special?
I think what makes us special is not only the non-linear design, but the gameplay itself. We rooted the concept in the jousting concept and idea, and so that is really the glue that kind of holds it together. We want to take a simple concept to build a story around it and gameplay around that. And so, with the unique story that we're developing, the gameplay mechanics that we're designing, I feel we're going to stand out a little bit further. Even with the art design and direction, we're doing some really interesting things with 2D art. Some of our animations we're taking and making 3D concepts out of 2D sprites. And so it gets a small 3D effect in that 2D space. And so, not only in the gameplay design, the art design is also, we're trying to take the technology that's out today, make it a little bit different, and leverage that to make the gameplay and art design a little bit different.
As far as the animations for the lance attacks, I mean, those are really cool. I mean, what was the inspiration behind that?
Basically, we just took the concept and we just visualized the lance. You know, we did some research. We actually went online in different places and studied how, you know, jousting tournaments are, you know, taking place and some of the rules and the combat stuff. And we really started there and we just started in our minds, what can we take with this? What can we change? What can we make different about it? So a lot of the lancing ideas, and as you'll see further when we go along with actual jousting tournament, is rooted in a lot of actual, you know, jousting rules and knowledge and history that's actually in our real world here. So it took a lot of inspiration from that.
Last question. How do you want this game to ultimately be remembered a couple of years from now? How do you want people to look back on it?
We want them to look back on it as a very unique experience. I think, you know, growing up in the SNES age, we want people to get that kind of same experience. We want people to go and share their experiences about Old Legend of the Lantern, how they went through the game, the things they encountered, the path that they took, share that with their friends, and just exchange stories. We want people to be able to talk about this and remember their journey a little bit different than someone else, and as they get a different outcome, that will definitely